Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Donald Trump gave his first joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington today. They talked about the prospects for Mideast peace.
Bibi and I have known each other a long time. A smart man, great negotiator. And I think we're going to make a deal. It might be a bigger and better deal than people in this room even understand. That's a possibility. So let's see what we do.
Let's start.
It doesn't sound too optimistic, but that's...
Well, that moment came after Trump said he'd like to see Israel, quote, hold back on building new settlements. Trump also said he's not wedded to longstanding U.S. policy of pursuing a two-state solution to the conflict. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us. Hi there, Phil.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, so first of all, let's talk about what the president said, that he could see a two-state solution, he could see a one-state solution. It depends on, in his words, what both the sides wanted. How much of a change is this from what we've heard from previous administrations?
It was a very Trumpian answer. Everything's transactional. Everything can be made as part of a deal. There's nothing yes, nothing no, maybe this, maybe that. And what he seemed to be saying was he wants something to get rolling for there to be negotiations or discussions, and he doesn't want to prejudge the outcome. There are a lot of people who view his comments as breaking with U.S. policy of the past, which said that there has to be an Israeli and a Palestinian state that come about at the end of any Middle East negotiations. Or you could see him saying what American presidents always have, that they want to facilitate whatever deal the parties think is the best one for them, however it comes out. And we'll just have to see what Trump does. But as you heard in that clip with him and Prime Minister Netanyahu, he wants to view this as a fluid situation, a deal very much like the way he treated the one China policy before he later communicated to the Chinese leader Xi Jinping that the U.S. would continue to observe it after all. So we'll just have to watch and see what Trump and the United States do going forward.
Mm. Well, there were so many interesting moments in this joint appearance today. One of them came from an Israeli journalist who, in the opportunity to ask questions, actually turned to the president and asked Trump about rising anti-Semitism and hate and xenophobia in the United States, and basically asked whether or not the president sees his administration as facilitating that. Here's how the president responded.
We are going to have peace in this country. We are going to stop crime in this country. We are going to do everything within our power to stop long simmering racism and every other thing that's going on, because a lot of bad things have been taking place over a long period of time. I think one of the reasons I won the election is we have a very, very divided nation.
I should note that the president began that response by talking about how much he won the Electoral College by. But Phil Ewing, give us your reaction to this, that the president was even asked about this question.
This is something the Trump campaign team, as it's become the Trump transition and then the Trump administration, has had to deal with now and again when they've been asked retrospectively about the 2016 campaign, which for a lot of observers in the United States and around the world included winks and nods and dog whistles and secret codes to the so-called alt-right, this movement of nationalist groups, white nationalist groups, many of which included what people perceived to be anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic sentiment. Now here's Trump in the kind of unusual place that Israel occupies for the United States and for Republicans, trying very hard to make friends with the Prime Minister of Israel, trying to make a sharp break with the policy of his predecessor, who did not get along with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And it's a very odd moment, because for however much of that was deliberate on the part of the Trump campaign and however much was people hearing things that might not have actually been there, now, at least in the view of these Israeli reporters and the Israeli audience at home, Trump is still kind of accountable in their mind for some unanswered questions and some potentially ugly
right.
things that took place in the campaign context.
So in the last minute that we have, Phil, there was a moment where the biggest domestic story going on right now, the Washington story, and the Middle East and Iran actually all came together when the president was asked about his desire to negotiate or create some kind of new Iran deal and whether or not that would be hampered by all of this news and reporting about his campaign's connections or alleged connections with Russia and Russian intelligence officials. What was his response?
Well, Trump is very aggressive about what he calls the illegal or un-American campaign of information that's appearing in the Washington Post and the New York Times and on CNN and elsewhere about the investigations taking place into his administration and his former National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn, who stepped down earlier this week. And what it speaks to is the dilemma for a White House still within the first month of its term that is dealing with its own challenges, its own palace intrigue, and doesn't really have the energy or the bandwidth to deal with these crises that are taking place elsewhere around the world, whether it's Russia, Iran, or any of the others.
Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. Thanks so much, Phil.
Thank you.